This next video is intended to provide clarity when it comes to filling in the content into your one-year training plan. Now, we have identified leaders. Now we need to figure out what training content we will communicate to them and the depth of training needed for each individual unique group. Hint, not everybody's gonna get the same treatment. Now please print out the one-year training template. I want you to notice that there are two sections of this document. The first section is completely blank and will be filled in by you. Notice, however, that on the second section, it's been filled in by me, and I will provide a context for my explanation for how this system works using that second set. Now, I want you to push pause, take a deep breath, and this is not complex. In all seriousness, I have just made your job of training far easier for you as a leader. Now, I want you to focus on the second section of this document. As I said, this is the one where I filled in the training content. Please notice that I chose one main topic or theme for the entire year, and I chose communication. Here's a very fast fly-through of how this works in connection with our volunteer training framework. Now, let's start with the masses. We will hold an annual meeting with our largest group, the masses. This annual meeting will be for any and everybody at your church who wants to find out about what's going on in your area of ministry. This group will be given like a 50,000 foot flyover, like a view of your ministry, and you're gonna give them a 50,000 foot view for communication. On that 1 year training template, simply fill in three main points that you wanna share at this annual meeting. I would then build my talk around those three main points about communication. Now let's talk about the core. As a reminder, the core is that group of people that are serving in any area at any level. Now, if this is like children's ministry, this would include like once a month nursery volunteers, computer check-in helpers, and even our most dedicated small group leaders. The core came to that annual meeting, they heard that 50,000 foot overview. And now we're going to send them four short reminder videos throughout the year, telling them the same exact things that we already communicated at our annual meeting. Listen, since vision leaks, we gotta tell them more than once. These videos do not, I repeat, do not need to be complex nor overproduced. This time I wanna focus on the 12. You're gonna seek to hold quarterly gatherings with your 10 to 12 key volunteers. In an upcoming video, we'll discuss how to construct live trainings in the training context that actually fits into these quarterly meetings. And you are simply taking the concept of communication that you shared with that annual meeting, and you're drilling it down deeper and deeper with this special group of leaders. All of my topics revolve around making us all better at communication this year. If the masses in the core are getting this 50,000 foot view, the 12 are gonna go deeper, and we're gonna lead them through things at more like the 10,000 foot view. Now within that group of 12, we've identified those special three. This is gonna be a monthly meeting. It's gonna be far more intense, and we will seek to primarily encourage these leaders to be promoters and purveyors of this important topic. Listen, your three leaders, they need to be leaders of leaders in your ministry. Now please note that my quarter two topic with the 12 was communication with outsiders versus communication with insiders. There's a difference, okay? However, with the three insiders, I unpack that topic over 5 months. I am picking which specific aspect to teach and train upon. And I'm just taking this group just a little deeper. The group of three has been at that 50,000 foot view. They came to that big meeting. They know the 10,000 foot view. And now we're gonna dial it in and really take them to that 1,000 foot view. Finally, as you might imagine, I'm gonna go dive even deeper with that one person. On the 1 year training template, I have placed 27 different slots. Now I understand that there are 52 weeks in a year, but I'm just cutting this in half so to make it more doable. This individual will not be listening to you teaching, rather they will be shaping the actual teaching and training for the rest. You will be involving them in the construction of your plans and possibly have them do some of the teaching of the material at the quarterly or monthly meetings. Bottom line, you are not reinventing the wheel for every meeting. You are simply diving deeper and deeper and deeper with each group on your volunteer training framework. Now, I have one final thought about our trainings. Please understand that people will desire to have more and more of you in your training. I once had a leader who was in the 12 approach me with like a very strong case. He built his case and he wanted to be included in deeper meetings. He wanted to grow. It was amazing. He said to me, listen, I don't even have to talk during those insider meetings. I just want to be a fly on the wall and soak it up. Can I please be included? You see, he was finding value in the content that I was teaching. And this content was affecting his life. He wanted more. He was pushing me to take him to deeper levels of commitment and learning. I want you to envision this and do the same.